This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hi, this is The Father's Love
with Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi. There's definitely a solution to every question you have.
And together,
we will reveal the true nature of God.
Who is love?
Join us every Wednesday between 12 and 1 as we share in The Father's Love for your everyday life.
With Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi.
Be inspired.
Be inspired indeed. Be inspired indeed. Also looking forward, Lindiwe, just to hear the last part where we say, be inspired. Because that's what we do on this show, The Father's Love Show, every Wednesday with Bongani and, of course, the beautiful and powerful anointed Lindiwe. Every Wednesday at 12 noon, we are here. Good day, good afternoon, wherever you're listening to us. Welcome, welcome. And we, as we say, there's a solution to everything that you're going through. And guess where it's found, Lindiwe?
It's in the Word. Where else? But where in the else? Word of God.
There you are.
Welcome to the Father's Love Show on this beautiful Wednesday, sunny, warm, great weather here in Cape Town. So welcome to the
it's
Father's
warm,
Show.
It's hot.
Looking forward to having a wonderful time together with you and our special guest for this afternoon. And I actually wanted to say that, of course, I know you always love to get into that part where you know, we inspire. That's why you get to greet it, you know, our listeners first. And I don't have to do it first because I know you always rush for that part. But yeah,
I love it.
I give it to you anyway. I'm okay with that. I can handle that.
Yes. Talking about our guest, who are we having today?
Oh my gosh, it's going to be fire here in this place. I hope the aircon is on. We have Mr. Aaron Chifa and Mr. Yonela.
Mr.
Aaron Chifa and Miss Yonela. Okay, you see now, with us this afternoon, I'm telling you, I'm so looking forward to the timely word. The word of God that is full of power, that is alive, that will transform and inspire not only our listeners, but myself as well. I'm always expected.
Amen. And talking about the word of God. So today we're going to be talking about the integrity of God's word. That's what Aaron Chifa Chieza and Yonela Jule, the mother of the nation, are going to be sharing with us today. Here's Tasha Cobbs. I do it again. So don't you change that dial after this. We have Aaron and Yonela. Yes, you're listening to The Father's Love on 729 AM Radio K Pulpit, your daily companion. This is Bongani Msibi on The Father's Love Show, welcoming you back again. What a beautiful song by Tasha Cobbs, I'll Do It Again. Guess what? You can also check us live online, Facebook Live, 729 Radio Kapsa Council or 729 Radio K Pulpit. Nelindio, you can check us live there. We look so beautiful.
Right now.
Indeed, indeed. Mm-hmm. Just below my handsome face, there's a green button there. Just click on it and then send in your WhatsApp message. Otherwise, you can WhatsApp us on 081-7291-657. 081-7291-657. Lindio, introduce our guest, please.
I don't know, because I see Yonela's crew busy making fun of me that I said to Yonela and Mr. My apologies, people. It was a slip of a tongue because I started with Mr. Aaron. So in the studio today, we have a gentleman and a lady with us, Mr. Aaron Chifa and Miss Yonela in the house with us. Miss Yonela. I'm going to say it again, but I'm so looking forward to having them here with us in the studio, looking forward to what God has deposited in their hearts for us. And I know, you know, there's no way that we can receive the word of God and you are not transformed. Mm. And you are not inspired. You are not motivated.
Indeed.
Because that's what the word of God says. And in 2 Timothy 3 verse 16, that's what the word of God is supposed to do.
Amen.
So yeah, so let us start with our guest for this afternoon.
Yonela,
we are talking
how you
about
doing?
The integrity of God's word. Integrity.
Mm.
Just listen, you know, to that word, the first word, integrity. You know that It's going to be, I'm telling you.
Hi, Yosh.
Hi, everyone. How are you? I'm blessed. How are you, Pastor Bogani?
I'm blessed. Thank you for coming and thank you for, you know, we can't wait to hear what God has laid in your heart today.
Amen.
Amen. Uncle Aaron, how are you doing, sir?
I'm blessed. Like always, I am blessed.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, it's good to have you with us, guys, and I can't wait to hear what the Lord has laid in your hearts, both of you. Mm-hmm. Yonela, what are we talking about when we talk about the integrity of God's word?
Sure, the integrity of God's word. You know, just like Pastor Lindy was saying just now, that integrity, the word integrity itself, is such a very profound and powerful word, you know. I remember before when I got born again, I was a total mess. And when I look at my life now, looking back about 3 or 4 years ago, mm-hmm. I don't recognize the person that I was at that time. Mm. And it is only because of the Word of God. Mm-hmm. You know, the Word of God has so much integrity. And I'm saying this because God Himself, He exalts His word above His name.
Amen.
And you know, the Bible says in the book of Hebrews in chapter 4, verse 12, it says, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." So the word of God, it is not just any book. It is not a novel. The word of God is not a magazine.
Sure.
You know, but it is a word that has been inspired by the Holy Spirit Himself. And the word of God, it transforms, it gives life. The word of God brings light. You know, the word of God, it has power to heal the sick, to raise people from the dead. The word of God, it teaches you how to walk in dominion, understand your authority. You know, that is the power of the word of God. The word of God is also like a navigator. You know, when you get lost and there's a, what's that woman called?
When there's a detour, you can still use it.
What is that woman
that
called?
Woman. That one.
That woman, that yes.
Make a U-10.
You can make a U-10. Yes. That woman. So the word of God is like a navigator. It gives you direction when you're lost. The word of God, it gives you comfort in your time of need. And it also reveals your true identity in Christ Jesus. So you can find all of these things in the word of God and nowhere else. You won't find it in the novel. You won't find it in the magazine. But you can only find it in God's word.
That's right. Wow, powerful indeed. The word of God is not just a novel, Lindy, you know, a magazine or any other book. Mm. You know, as you're talking about that, I remember when I was doing my first day in theology some many moons ago, you know, first day, the lecturer, that's why I left that college. I won't mention it by name. So the lecturer just took the Bible and threw it on the floor and stood on top of it and said, "This is just a book full of stories." And here you are, you're saying the word of God brings life. The word of God teaches us how to navigate through life's issues or matters. Come on, Aaron.
I agree with you 100%, Pastor. I agree. Yonela, you have dismantled this verse. It is well said, well done.
Amen.
I want to say greetings to our listeners, and I want to greet you in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
As I was just saying to Yonela that she dismantled this verse, Hebrews 4, verse 12. To me, I'm a living testimony of the Word of God, the integrity of Word of God. The Word of God in Psalm 107, verse 20, it says, "It will never go back to him void." In Isaiah 55, verse 11, it says, "God's word will never return to him void." The word of God was spoken to me. And if I look at my life back then compared to now, man, I have changed.
Amen.
In the way I do things.
Amen.
Just because someone spoke the word to me. And that person was my wife, who spoke the word of God to
me. Come on now.
And up to today, I'm a changed man. The way I do things to my children, the way I do things to my friends, colleagues, the word of God, it has worked on me. Mm. It has changed me from inside, outside. Mm. As I was going through the scriptures, the most important scripture that came to my mind was Joshua 1 verse 8. It reads, "This book of the law shall not depart from you, from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it.
Mm-hmm.
For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." Mm. I just want you to understand this word, meditate upon it. Mm. When I begin meditate upon the word, when I begin to have a relationship with Christ, I became Christ-like. I started doing what a Christian does, what is required to be done. Mm. Not because of my own doing, but because the word was sown to me as a seed. Mm. It was working in me. I started having the desire of wanting to know more, much more about God.
Mm.
In that, I began meditating upon the scriptures day after day, going to Bible school, join Caris Bible school. It was a revolutionary change to me.
Mm.
Then after I started meditating upon the word, I came across the verse in James 1 verse 22.
Mm.
It says, "Be the doers of the word, mm-hmm. not only the hearers.
Mm.
Otherwise, it will not profit you anything." Man, when I searched deep into this scripture, I realized that, you know, this word doers, it is a Greek word which means poema.
Mm.
When I searched deep down, I understand during that time in the Greek, it was a word that was used, these days we can say it was like giving a script to an actor who is acting in a movie.
Yes, sir.
They were supposed to, you know, to read and understand the script and mm-hmm. to make that script alive.
Come on now.
When you become a doer of the word, you need to be like a poema.
Mm.
You need to be a movie actor.
Sure. Mm.
Acting the word of God.
Come
so
on,
that it can
make it real.
Come, make it real so that it become real in life.
Mm.
When I begin doing that, man, I started seeing changes in my life.
Come on.
It is powerful. As it says in Hebrews 4, verse 12, the word of God, it's powerful for itself.
Mm.
When you speak the word, you'll be speak healing.
Mm.
When you speak the word, miracles will follow.
Mm.
I am a product of the power of the word of God.
Mm.
Amen.
It has done tremendous change in my life, and I'm really enjoying my life today.
Wow. Lindy, I tell you, you were not lying, eh? Let alone the fact that, you know what, you called somebody mister when she's missed. But you are not lying.
No, I wasn't.
You are not lying when you say it's going
to
be fire. Yeah, there's going
to
be fire here.
Mm.
Huh?
I love the fact that he started with a testimony that, you know what, the word of God does indeed work. And I love the fact that when he says he meditated on the word of God, I remember one of the, you know, one of the, these days you normally say you need to marinate yourself in the word of God so that the flavor, you know, should manifest, should come out.
Come on.
And that's what happens because, you know, God, you know, he allows his word to work. That's the integrity of God's word.
Amen.
And I love the scripture that he quoted, Isaiah 55 verse 11. I love it, especially in the, is it in the TPT version where God, you know, says that, "My word is not useless.
Mm.
My word is never without any effect."
Mm.
So the word of God always, it always, you know, ushers in an effect.
Mm.
So I hope our listeners are listening today that you, not only should you hear the word of God, but begin to do the word of God and allow it to change, you know, your life. So I'm really, really encouraged this afternoon that, you know what, I mustn't stop, you know, doing the word of God. Not only should I be able to hear, but I need to make sure that I do what the word of God says.
Amen.
Amen.
So that, you know, I may experience success.
Amen. Amen. You know, just listening to both of them right now, you know, it made me to quickly go check, man. Coming back to the theme for the show for today, integrity of God's word. I had to quickly go, you know, check on Google Dictionary just to check what is integrity. And it says the quality of being honest.
Mm.
So the word of God is so honest in that you know what, when you take it, as Aaron had just said, you know, Aaron shared a very powerful testimony, you know, when he said the word of God was spoken, you know, taking it from Isaiah 55 verse 11, that God does not allow his word to come back to him void. He says the word of God was spoken to him, and he did not return to God void, because here he is, he's standing, he's saying, because the word of God is being honest.
Amen.
You know, and he's having strong moral principles.
Amen.
No wonder God says, I will not allow it to come back to me void.
Amen.
So anything that is in the word, you know, the word of God, meaning it can be trusted. You know, in that here is Aaron, he's claiming, as he says, that his life has never been the same again ever since his wife spoke the word in him. And it did not return to God void. The word of God accomplished everything that God has set for his word to accomplish at that particular time. Because here we are in the studio with Aaron that has changed, you know, because of the spoken word. And Hebrews 4, as Yonela has just said, verse 12, that the word of God is active and is alive. When the word was spoken into Aaron's life, it became active and alive in him. No wonder today he says he's the actor. You know, he brought it alive.
Yes.
You know, he's the poet, and he's being poetic. I see in just a minute, before we get into the song by Vashan Mitchell, Greatest Man, I see Yonela is bubbling up just to say that one last thought before we go into a song. Just a minute.
Just to jump on what you're saying, Pastor Bongani, about the word integrity, on its own, that it means honesty, it means having strong moral principles, it is upright, it is righteous, it is truthfulness, you know? I mean, for example, the word truthfulness, you find it in the Bible itself. The Bible says in the book of John, chapter 8, verse 32, it says, then you shall know the truth, and the truth shall it shall set you free. So the word of God, it sets you free. And that is the truth that we need to grasp as people. These are the kind of qualities that you can find only in the word of God.
Come on.
You know, the word of God, it sets you free from depression. The word of God, it sets you free from anxiety. The word of God sets you free from sicknesses, from poverty. You know, even if your body shows you symptoms of sicknesses, but you need to believe what the word of God is saying more than believing what your body is showing you. Because the word of God is truth, and it never
That's
changes.
True. That's right.
The word of God is true, and it never changes. I tell you, there's fireworks in this studio right now. I don't know. If you are not here on Radio K Pulpit, Father's Love Show, I don't know where you are. Come on. Call your friend, call your brother, call your sister. Tell them that it's happening right now. Otherwise, you can join in the conversation by sending us a WhatsApp on 081-7291-657. 081-7291-657. Or drop a comment on our Facebook Live right now. Here's Vashan Mitchell, Greatest Man.
Of course, you have to be with us here on 7 to 9
no
a.m. Radio K Pulpit. Where else would you be?
You know?
I mean, here with us, listening to the powerful word that Mr. Aaron and Miss Yonela are sharing with us this beautiful afternoon. If you were with us earlier on, I'm sure your notebook, you know, you are turning the pages, your notebook is getting full with all the information.
Amen.
And the word that is, you know, that is true, you know, that you are receiving this afternoon. Before I hand over to Aaron and Yonela, I love the fact that Yonela, before we went into the song break, that you spoke about the word of God, you know, it sets you free. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And you spoke about the word of God will set you free from depression, from anxiety, from sickness. But the one thing that you need to do, you have to believe the word of God. I love that not only that you know, hear, it's all about what he, Mr. Aaron said, that you hear and then you do the word of the Lord, you act on it. So when you feel like you are going to depression, anxiety, meditate on the word of God. Marinate yourself on the word of God. That, you know, the flavor that will begin to manifest upon your life, the truth that's in the word that will begin to manifest upon your life. I love that God's word is truthful. It is true.
Amen.
I hope our listeners are grasping that the word of God is true. And he says, the Bible says in Numbers, he's not a man that he should lie.
Amen.
Neither is the son of man that he should repent. If what God has spoken, it surely comes to pass.
Amen.
So I'm looking forward to what you guys have in store for us and our listeners. So you can take it over.
Sure.
Thank you so much, Well, welcome back, our listeners. I just want to add on this verse, John 1, verse 1. It talks about, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Man, we can see that in the Word, you know, there is the Father, there is the Son, there is three in one. And everything that was created in this world, it was created through the Word. So it simply tells us that the Word of God, it is powerful. When we speak the Word of God to someone, it's like we are planting a seed into someone's heart. Definitely, there has to be a change if we plant a seed. It says the Word of God does not change its nature, its character. It can be planted today, tomorrow, the day after. It will still remain the same and it will produce the same results. So the Word of God, it is powerful.
Wow. That goes to prove that indeed, you know, there is integrity in the Word of God. You can trust the Word of God. That, you know, is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. If it worked for your great, 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 great grandfather, it can still work for you right now. And it'll still work for your great, 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 great grandchildren. You know, after you. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm listening. I'm listening. I'm a good listener. I just heard what Aaron is saying.
But on that note, Pastor Wong, it just came to my mind one day when I was meditating upon the Word. It tells me that, you know, Jesus was like a seed that was planted and had to be harvested, die on the cross for us, so that me and you, could be harvested today. Remember, Jesus was spoken into existence. So, man, it's so powerful, the Word of God, to understand that Jesus was the seed that was planted. He died on the cross. Like each and every seed that you plant, it has to die on the ground and resurrect so that we can be harvested, me and you. Here we are today with the Word of God. I encourage you to speak or to preach the Word of God to someone.
Here's a WhatsApp message here. Somebody saying, OMG. I think that's, oh my God. I'm singing and dancing with the Lord. Thanks for your reviving words and assurance that God is GPS and the answer to all our troubles. A big shout out from Midrand, Johannesburg, Yosh Mdase. Your friends are true warriors of God. There you have
Amen.
It. I appreciate you in Midrand. Listening to us, Yosh.
Yosh, I also want to acknowledge Alexander Mpofu Mashaba, who was just sent us a message on Facebook as well.
We love you, Alexandra.
Yeah, just to jump on to what Aaron was saying about the Word of God being a seed. It just reminded me now of Mark chapter 4. From verse 26, where it says that this is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. So this is what happens. You see, when you plant a seed, let's say you take a strawberry seed, right? You plant it on the ground. What you do, you keep on watering it. But now, the process of it growing underground, you're not able to see it. You're only seeing the manifestation when it starts sprouting and becoming this beautiful strawberry. So that's exactly what happens even with the Word of God. When you meditate on it day and night, you might read your Bible today, and you might not understand a single thing what it's saying to you. But being consistent, reading it every single day, I'm telling you, something will happen to you spiritually. There will be a change that will happen to you. And it's a change that other people will start to see. Because when you're reading it, to you, it seems as if nothing is getting in, but your character begins to change. Your attitude begins to change. And then other people, they start saying, wow, Pastor Lindiwe, you have changed so much. And you're like, but what do you mean? I don't understand. Because it is the Word of God that is transforming you effortlessly.
Effortlessly. You know, that's what I wanted to get into when I said I have a question, you know, off air, that I have a question for you, that somebody's saying, you know, Aaron and Yonela, I hear you. I've been reading the Word and I see no change in my life. And you just answered, you know, the question that I anticipated to say, you need to be diligent to continue to spend time in the Word of God. Like Lindiwe just said, that you need to marinate yourself in the Word of God. You know, be diligent, be consistent. You know, be diligent, be consistent in studying the Word of God. And earlier on also you spoke about that the Word of God is able to help you and deal with depression and anxieties in your life. You know, I was quickly reminded of Philippians chapter 4 from verses 4. The Bible says, rejoice always. Again, I say rejoice. You know, which I believe it's a cure for depression and anxiety. Because he continues to say, let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. And verse number 6, which is very, very critical, it says, be anxious for nothing. You spoke about anxiety. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. And it says, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. What are the things that really trouble people? You know, are the things that they want, but they haven't told God what is it that they want, you know, specifically. And, you know, people will say, God knows I need this thing. Why is he not supplying? But here is Jesus when he was teaching us to pray, Lindy, in Matthew 6, that God knows the things that you want before you ask. But it's interesting that he still expects you to ask, even though he knows what you want. You know, and here in Philippians 4, it says we must make our requests. We shouldn't be anxious for nothing, you know, which will lead us to depression, obviously. You know, but with the way we make our requests known to the Lord, we must do that with thanksgiving. You know, meaning we thank God for the things we want as though we already have them. Wow. Amazing.
Powerful.
Powerful. How powerful the word. And then finally, verse number 7 says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus.
Sure.
And where does anxiety and depression happen? In your heart and in your mind. But you know, when you take the word of God, I tell you, child, there's fireworks here. Yes, somebody here also on our WhatsApp line says, wow, wow, wow. Yosh, it has manifested. This is what the kingdom of God looks like. Just as you have been given the text to show regarding the planting of the word. See you as it. See, you said it, and here are the fruits. Okay, she's testifying on something that they have said.
Yeah, Lindy. Okay. I love what Yonela was making an example about, you know, when you plant a strawberry seed and then you need to water it so that, I mean, it will sprout. And I think that's where, as people, we make the mistake that, okay, I read the word now. Then I like, you don't water, you are not consistent. For me, it's all about consistency.
Yes. Come on.
You need to be consistent in everything that we need to do in order to see results. Consistency matters. I mean, I can't say I want to, you know, build up some muscles and then I'm not consistent in lifting up weights.
Yes.
It won't work. So I believe and I trust that our listeners are listening that you need to be consistent. You can't say, I read this chapter today. Ah, tomorrow there's still no change. So consistency matter. I love the fact that you made it easy for them to identify with the scripture that the word of God is a seed. And you making that example about the strawberry and that you plant it and then you water it so that it begins to grow, you know, and become a tree and it bears the fruits. So yeah, consistency.
Yeah.
If they can take that, consistency matters.
Interesting, Aaron, that Lindy was talking about consistency and losing weight and stuff. Or the opposite.
I was building muscle. I didn't want to go to the side
and
of weight
gaining.
Because,
gaining weight.
Another.
You know, the fact that now, you know, my one pack has returned is because I was consistent in eating the bread that I was not supposed to eat. And then even though I did not watch, as Yonela said, you plant a seed, you don't open to check what is happening. I continue to water this thing. And then boom, before I knew it, there it is. One pack is there. My big tummy is back. So is the word of God, child of God. If you are consistent, what Yonela and Aaron are saying, be consistent in putting the word of God and eating the scroll. You know, the word of God is true to itself in that way that it will do its work. It is able to penetrate to the dividing of the soul and spirit, the bone and, I mean, the joints and marrows, and it searches the hearts and the intents of men. And you find that whatever, before you do, anything, Aaron, that you used to do before.
Yeah.
And then the word of God will begin to search and question your intentions. What are your intentions?
Mind, yeah.
You know, that. Then you find yourself not doing the things that you ordinarily were doing.
Yeah.
So that is where the change comes in.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm putting words in your mouth, guys.
Definitely.
I'm definitely putting words in your mouth.
You can go on, Aaron.
No, that is very true what you are saying, Pastor Wong. And you know, like when you marinate on the word, when you have intimacy with God, you start having the desires of your heart. You lose the desires of the things that you used to do, the wrong things. You lose the desire. You know, like Yonela said, the word will work its way from inside outside. When it's doing that, it's effortless. You are resting in the word. You are relaxing, and the word is doing the work. You just have to have faith and accept the word of God.
The word of God is working all by itself. It doesn't need any assistant. All you need to do, just take the word, eat it.
Yeah.
And if you have just missed the what's this thing? The illustration that I've just made about my tummy. I don't know what else that you're looking for. Yeah. You know, you constantly eat that bread, I tell you. Constantly eat that pap, I tell you. You're gonna see the change.
Yeah. And also just to add on the meditation, it's also important to speak the word.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, in order for you to see the word working in your life, you need to speak God's word. Jesus says that if my words remain in you, if you remain in me, and my words it remain in you, ask for whatever you want and it shall be given to you. So when you want to see fruit in your life, you need to speak God's word.
Come on.
If you want to see healing, you need to say, Lord, you have said in your word that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, I am healed.
And
if you want to see prosperity, you say, Father, you have said in your word that you will open up the floodgates of heaven and you will pour out so much blessings upon my life. You know, we need to speak God's word.
Amen. Speak the word. Don't just be a hearer of the word. Be the doer of the word. Be the speaker of the word. That's what they are saying. After this, shame. Time. It's no longer on our side.
You're listening to Father's Love on Radio K-Pulpit 729 AM.
Listening to the Father's Love on Radio K-Pulpit, indeed. You are sitting with Bongani and, of course, Lindiwe. And our two beautiful and wonderful guests. Unfortunately, Lindiwe, time is not on our side. We are about to leave
the
stage.
It's always the case when we are enjoying ourselves here, and then time will say, "Ah, man, yeah, I am here." But I really, really enjoyed myself. I trust that, I trust the listeners that really, really received the word of God this afternoon.
Amen.
Yeah. They received the word. And I love the fact that Yonela's, before we went into the break, you spoke about not only that you need to meditate, but you need to speak the word of God. That's what God did in the beginning when there was darkness. He said, let there be light. And then it manifested. So the importance of not only you meditating, but you need to speak the word of God in order to see the fruits, you know, being manifested upon your life. I can imagine that you want to want to be friends with someone, and then all the time you're looking at that person, you're not saying anything, no hi, and how can you expect that person to respond back to you? You know, so let's meditate, let us speak the word of God in order to see it manifest upon our lives, that we may enjoy the fruits thereof.
Yeah, Yonela, your final words. Thank you so much, Lindiwe.
My final words, I just want to say thank you for this amazing opportunity. Thank you even for the listeners. Thank you to my family, my friends, my loved ones, my Facebook people. I love you guys so much. I appreciate you, the support. And let us just keep on making Jesus famous, hey?
Hallelujah.
Because it's all about Him. We give Him all the glory.
That's right.
The glory belongs to Jesus and Him alone. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. The glory belongs to Him and Him alone. Let's make Jesus famous. What a powerful word. Aaron,
I want to say thank you so much to my Caris family and Radio Pulpit for giving us this opportunity to manifest Jesus. I really thank you. I want to say this to everyone listening. The most expensive thing on earth is the knowledge of God. The most priceless inheritance you may have and pass it on to generation is accurate word of God.
Mm. Okay.
I believe you hear me very well. The word of God changes people's lives.
Mm. Mm.
It has been spoken to me. It changed my life.
Mm.
I believe it has changed your life today.
Mm.
Keep on sowing the word of God into people's lives.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What a powerful way to end it. Thank you so much, Aaron. I wish I can just drop the mic just here. but unfortunately, I have to say my goodbyes as well. And acknowledge all our listeners who are sending us their WhatsApp messages. We really appreciate. They're saying thank you, Yonela and Aaron, for reassuring us of the Father's love. And somebody else says to Sislindiwe, on Timothy, he actually puts it like that. It's like working out for your body. He says that when you're putting on muscles, you must work out consistently. Like also in your faith, you need to grow from faith to faith.
Mm.
That is to apply the word and speak it, just as Sis Yosh is saying today.
Amen.
Lindio, unfortunately, as you know, time is not on our side. But guess what? At the top of the hour at 1 o'clock, we have Gilmore with the news. And then immediately after that, we have Left Stale. And we just want to say thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Yonela.
Yes.
And may God bless you.
Thank you.
May God keep you. May He continue to smile towards your direction.
Amen.
As He causes His grace to abound to you. May be well with you and your families.
Amen.
And as we say goodbye today, after
these
few adverts, we have Lionel Peterson. I love you, Lord. Lindy.
That's too quick.
That was too quick. We're still enjoying ourselves in here.
Yeah.
We need the grace of Joshua, you know, and just stop the sun. Stop the time. Just stop. Everyone just listen in on the Father's Love show. It's a beautiful show.
I'm telling me, because I believe they still had a lot to share, but because of time.
You know, time. But anyway, what can we do? What can we say? Till next time. Same time.
Same place.
I tell you. Powerful stuff. Goodbye.
It's time to be more active, faith active, with Radio Cape Pulpit on 7 to 9 a.m.
This insert was brought to you by Radio Cape Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit capepulpit.co.za.